Welcome to the weekend KHNS Local News. I'm Marley Horner. Today, Melinda Munson brings us news from Skagway with updates on the Dahl Memorial Clinic Board of Directors, our state legislative representatives visited, and the Skagway Middle Schoolers start a new club, the Planet Protectors. Those stories coming up next. In Skagway, the Dahl Memorial Clinic Board has reorganized, but member nominations are on hold. Melinda Munson has an update on this developing story.
Leah Malden was elected president at the Dahl Memorial Clinic Board of Directors special meeting on November 6. Lisa Mandeville was appointed as vice president for a second term, despite not appearing on the mayor's list for renomination. The board voted to direct borough manager Brad Ryan to begin negotiations with executive director candidate Albert Wall. Mandeville was the sole no vote.
I feel like this board tonight has been pushed into a corner to make this decision, and I don't feel that's right.
The board declined to approve Wall at its October 26 meeting, despite the positive recommendation of the hiring committee composed of Ryan, Deputy Clerk Emily Deitch, and Mandeville. Instead, the board directed the selection committee to collect draft terms from Wall and the other applicant, interim director Thomas Steiner. Thomas is in his third year at the clinic. It was acknowledged at the meeting that Wall scored the highest on the evaluation and was the only applicant willing to work for the published salary. Malden said,
"The selection committee has conducted the interviews for both applicants per municipal code. I personally believe that both interviews were conducted fairly, without bias."
Andrew Cremata had harsh words for Mandeville and Jeremy Simmons at Citizens Present on November 6.
"I believe both Mr. Simmons and Ms. Mandeville should resign from the board. I think your actions show a willingness and a desire to put your personal interests above the law."
Ryan Mandeville pointed out that Simmons has over 16 years of experience on the board. Malden has two, and four of the remaining members have less than 2 years. The assembly convenes November 16th to further discuss clinic board appointments.
Senator Jesse Keel and Representative Andy Story made the trek to Skagway and held a town hall this week. Melinda Munson attended and has this report.
On November 8th, Senator Keel and Representative Story held a cozy town hall with a handful of Skagway residents at EB Hall. The state legislature said they were in Skagway to get their marching orders prior to the start of the second half of the 33rd legislative session. Keel sported a beard, a new look for him. He reported his wife hadn't signed off on it just yet. Story arrived the previous day on the ferry and took part in the Elks Burger Feed. She also addressed Skagway School's fourth and fifth graders, who are eagerly learning about civics and testifying at assembly and school board meetings. At the town hall, Keel addressed a few successes.
"We were able to get $1.1 million appropriated to the municipality of Skagway to help with the rock slide mitigation. Obviously, that is not a $1.1 million problem."
Keel stated the award should help with non-federal matching funds. Keel also praised reinvestment in the marine highway system.
The thing that we have worked the hardest on is to make sure that that five-year chunk of money available for the Alaska Marine Highway System, as little as possible of that money goes to running the system, fuel, salaries, day-to-day, and as much as possible of that money goes to truly recapitalizing the system, replacing the Tustenius first, replacing a mainliner."
Story added to the ferry conversation, noting that the infrastructure looked dismal when she started politics in 2018. She sees an improvement.
"We've got hope, you know, and more than hope. We've got resources, we've got plans."
And wrapping up this week, 4th and 5th graders started a Planet Protectors Club with plans to improve the community, starting with the school.
The Planet Protectors are a passionate group of activists. Members of the 4th and 5th grade club testify to the assembly about bears getting into trash. They spread environmental awareness at a recent health fair and now are lobbying the school board for greener practices. Skagway Library Director Rachel DeWan was approached by fourth grade teacher Danielle McManus and fifth grade teacher Mary Thole, looking for a home for the new club. It started in the fall with warmer weather. DeWan said,
"They were really distressed by all the trash in town and wanted to clean it up."
The students moved inside with the changing season and started looking for other projects. Their November 7th presentation to the school board included paper recycling, containers in every classroom, with a promise that volunteers will deliver the recyclables to Whitehorse. Members Amara Fielding, Annika Fole, and Finley Verhey told the audience their next goal was to start recycling cans and bottles at school.
They want to change the world and start with Skagway. It's very cute.
Cutting down on food waste in the cafeteria could be the next project.
I think they have made people think more about Skagway and its environmental impact and what the younger generation is focusing on. Like, the fact that they're so young and doing this is so awesome.
That's it for the KHNS Local News. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to Melinda Munson for her reporting. You can find these stories and more at khns.org/news, where you can also subscribe to the news as a podcast. For the KHNS Local News, I'm Marley Horner.